I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain, ordinary dragon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Plain Ordinary Dragon podcast. Or if this is your first time, welcome. We're so glad you're here. Thank you so much for spending some of your time with us today. As you know, we believe time's the most precious resource any of us have. And the fact that you're going to spend some of yours with us, man, that's just amazing. And I just want to say thank you at the beginning for that. So today, we're going to talk about discipline. In fact, it's a Dragon Bites Day, so the episode is called Time for Discipline. You can read it on the website if you want to at planordinarydragon.com. It's there if you want to read it instead of listen to it. But if you want to listen to it, that's why you're here, right? Okay, time for discipline. Life is busy these days. We all know it. All of us live it. You would be hard-pressed to get anyone to even argue the point, really. I mean, people have worked hard, long hours since the beginning of time. However, today is filled with more activities to keep up with on a consistent basis. Everyone has a side hustle. My wife hates that term, by the way. I know other folks who have a disdain for it as well. I think it has something to do with the word hustle having a negative connotation in certain contexts. I digress, but it should be mentioned, it's also what coaches tell you to do on the playing field, hustle. Then we have the usual 40-hour-a-week job, or in many cases these days, two or three jobs. Then family time needs quality time. We need to find time for keeping ourselves refreshed and on top of our game as well, with mindfulness or meditation, reading, education, etc. And it becomes a real challenge to keep priorities straight or at least on track. I mean, we get tired. Sleep becomes a priority, as it should. We find ourselves trying to get everything squeezed in each day, and most of the time, something falls off. It's a reality of life sometimes, and how we react and deal with it is as important as the activities on which we're working. Today I heard someone say, "We call it a discipline because no one tells us when to punch the clock." We have to find time for discipline. Our disciplines need time. We have to give our disciplines time to work for us. They need to have a priority we don't just give up on because they're the easiest thing to drop off the monster list of things to do. We need to have a sharp discipline knife to wield so we are better at other areas in our lives. If you are a creative, then this might mean making more time for art in your life. If you're an entrepreneur, it might mean taking more time for a business class or a self-development class like a Dale Carnegie or a Stephen Covey course. Or possibly it might mean we rededicate ourselves to something. Regardless of how it fits into our lives, we need to make and take time for discipline. It will help us discipline our time and ultimately help us to create the life we're working so hard to build. And as always, you might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon and you can do amazing things, and we just can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to tend it.